I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
50 million more Americans are paying for music now than in 2014. This is how we do it.
Say that again.
50 million more Americans are paying for music now than in 2014. So as we transitioned from physical units to Napster to streaming services, it's interesting to think that 50 million more, that's not even the total number. That's 50 million more Americans than 10 years ago. Where is all this money going to? And why are all artists going, it's not worth making music anymore? Like, why aren't they getting
the
more than
like
a thousand?
Companies like Spotify are getting their big giant cut of it, right?
Does there need to be a musicians union that covers everyone that says, absolutely not, we have to get a penny a play or whatever it is? I don't know what it would break down to. But I'm paying, you know, probably, I actually subscribe to a few services. Because I have Spotify Family, which apparently my thing is if anyone else is using it, Sean, he's the only person that can be using it at the time. We kick each other off, so I just don't even touch that. I also use Amazon Music and Apple Music. And I pay for all of those. So whatever that is, that's probably $40 a month.
To answer your question, yes.
What was the question? I forget.
Do we need to have a musicians union?
Where they
if
all
you
go,
look at
we need more
SAG
money.
SAG-AFTRA, and you look, but forget about AFTRA, which is what we how we ended up joining, but just SAG in general. These are actors, they're independent artists who decided, you know what we got to do? And they unionized.
Link arms.
And they've been able to...
And be strong.
Be very powerful in a business where there's not really any power.
Right.
Certainly not for one person, unless you're Tom Cruise.
Well, I've told you guys I use Tidal, you know, and it's owned by Jay-Z and it's owned by musicians. And they do pay more, much more to the artist than
what does
Spotify.
One stream pay on... And listen, I get that... But 1/1000th of a penny is not... A livable wage for somebody who's...
That's not even a thing.
Right.
That's just
it's
not
zero.
A thing.
It's dust. It's like crypto dust. Right. No one even knows what it is.
So I think it would be next to impossible to get musicians to link arms, as you say.
Right.
But I do believe that's the way to be a power in the industry. To take it out of the hands of others who've somehow latched onto your products and say, we no longer share this stuff with
TikTok or, you know, you can't use it on Instagram. It can't be used on YouTube. It can't, you know, or if it does, here's what it will cost you.
But so, that's what it would take is everyone, even the little artists going, we're not going to give our stuff away. We're going to join the union, be part of this and make sure we're strong.
So you make 0.003 cents per stream to 0.005 cents per stream on Spotify. And I believe Tidal, it's 0.014. So it's a little, you know,
that's 100 times better.
Yeah, it's a lot
it's
better.
It's one because a 003 is 0.03 and a 0.01 is
tenths of a penny.
Still, if you, the difference between that on 1,000 streams at 0.001 is one penny. 1,000 streams. And it's 10 pennies on Tidal.
All right. Except no one uses Tidal.
Is terrible. I know.
Except for me. Yeah, it's 0.013 per stream on Tidal. And the music quality, the sound, I use it because the sound quality is superior to the other streaming services. So
I'm
not getting a kickback from Tidal either. I just like,
how
I
much
really
is
enjoy
it per month? And is everyone on it?
I don't know how much it is per month. I should probably know that since I use it.
Yeah. Mr. Budget.
It's $10 a month.
Oh.
It's $10. $11. $10.99.
You can pay more. Anyway, 50 million more people, more Americans are paying for, it sounds like subscription music now than in 2014.
One of the stories I may or may not have told you before is a good friend of mine, a guy I like very much, was telling me about how his son, and this would have been 10, maybe more years ago, his son thinks music is free. Mm. And his son, I don't know I've always used Apple, so I don't know the other mouses, but he right clicks and takes stuff right off of YouTube. That's his now. The video of that song is now his. And I get it. I've grown up. You categorize your music and you're supposed to have everything looking orderly so that you can get to these things. And he's like, no, he's got a million songs all over his desktop, but he listens to the one he wants to listen to. And so
it must be a search by desktop function.
He thought music was free.
Yeah. Well, for him, it is.
That's how he grew up.
Right.
So
they say now 132 million Americans have a subscription. They are currently paying for a music subscription, any one or maybe multiple. A number that includes on-demand subscriptions in addition to satellite radio and fee-based internet radio services. That's 50 million more than the numbers that were gathered in 2014. Also in 2024, more than half of Americans between the ages of 13 and 70 purchased a CD, download, vinyl, or an on-demand or non-interactive subscription, excluding satellite radio.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played Pandora?
It's been a while. I haven't needed it. In fact, I don't think I pay for that anymore.
Oh, do you have to pay for that?
Pandora? I was paying $4.99 a month because I didn't want ads.
Oh. When's the last time you used Pandora? Nobody.
It's been forever.
That's over then.
I mean, SiriusXM bought Pandora, so
they're super merging
the apps together. Okay. And they bought Stitcher, my old company, as well.
You don't have to pay for radio. It's free. Ding, ding.
You do have to listen to our commercials, though, Sarah.
Yeah, but that's the exchange. If you get something for free, if I'm going to pay for a service, I don't want to watch any commercials on it.
I'm just breaking your eggs. Take it easy.
I know. I get very upset about it, though. Okay. This is a story.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
About a guy named Joe. Joe channels Harry Nilsson and Fleetwood Mac on his new song, Potion. Joe.
What's his name?
Joe. Jarling.
707 says, really? Pandora's $13.
Oh, geez.
I might switch to Maddie's service. That's what it's known as, Maddie's service.
Anyway, Joe is Joe Keery. Do you know who Joe Keery is?
No.
He's Steve Harrington from Stranger Things. He's Steve, you know, with the hair.
Yeah, no, I understand. He's actually one of the good
best
characters there.
Yeah,
I like him.
Well, he performs as Joe.
Oh. All right.
Why is that so funny, Bob? It's not that funny. Bob is cracking up over Joe. Well, how would you say it?
The D is silent. It's wow. Just Joe.
So why can't he just write J-O-E? Why can't he just be Joe? Why does it have to be Joe?
Because he's a musician. It's got to be
so
cool.
So artsy.
We have youth now.
She's playing
check
into me.
Check these things with her before you get on the air and talk into a mic.
I like to find out live on the air. Anyway, Joe
thank you.
Has
good
some
job,
new.
Bob.
Yeah, that
good
was good.
Job.
How do you know the D silent? Like, who told you that?
He did.
Oh, yeah? You looked it up?
No, I saw it on a clip on TikTok.
Of course she's on TikTok. So we've got someone on TikTok. It's amazing.
I'm here for you.
Mm. Let
awesome
us know all the TikTok trends.
That is so rad.
And teach us all the dances, and we'll do. Vinny wants. He's always saying how he wants to like learn a few of the trendy dances on TikTok.
I smell social content.
I smell. Yeah, that's part of Bob's job. Maybe we'll do a dance after the show.
Great.
Vinny looks excited.
Oh my God! Look how excited he is. He's so happy.
He's like bouncing off the walls.
We got to do what the kids say. We got to do, Vin.
I am so not taking your bait.
It's too late. You already dug yourself a grave and stepped right into it. Got to listen to those kids. They know all the stuff.
Next story.
Okay, no. So anyway, Joe has a new song out. This is Steve from Stranger Things, who has a name. Joe Keery? What is it? It's Joe Keery. Joe. Why not just be Joe? Here's what it sounds like.
I'll try for all of my life just to find someone.
Keep it on. That's nice. I'm posting it right now.
That is so T-Rex, isn't it?
It does have that old school. They're saying it channels Harry Nilsson and Fleetwood Mac, but you are right. That's what it sounds like.
I don't even know who Harry Nilsson is, but that sounds like T-Rex.
Find me a Harry Nilsson song. I can't think of one. No? Okay, never mind.
Maddie just goes, what are you doing?
You know what? Ask the kid if it's okay. Find out if she thinks if she's interested, you know? Got to go with what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah, I'll try to do that.
Just ask the kid from now on. Look, hey, what do I know, right? Let's ask the kid.
Oh, 510 knows too.
Oh, do they?
The D is silent in Joe.
Why have it then? Your name's Joe Keery. Why do you get a D?
Oh, 925 knows too. Joe pronounces as Joe.
It's DeJoe. I'm going with DeJoe. If you're going to throw a D on there, I'm going to pronounce it. Okay, so there's your late trash.
Sarah, of all people who has a silent H in her name, is hating on the silent D?
My H isn't silent. Sarah. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Now, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
No idea.
Okay, great.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.